7:18 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line right now by my very good friend for now about 13 years, Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chairman of Tea Party Patriots Action and one of the founders of the Tea Party movement. Jenny Beth and I and a couple dozen other people were on the call that launched the Tea Party movement February 20th, 2009, one day after the famous Rick Santelli rant. Jenny Beth, you at Tea Party Patriots had an encounter, an unpleasant encounter with the IRS back in 2013. Now with this new bill signed by the legal but not legitimate President of the United States, Joe Biden, there are going to be 87,000 new IRS agents. What could possibly go wrong, Jenny Beth?
I think what could possibly go wrong is so many things, it's not even funny. You are right, Michael. Tea Party Patriots had a very unpleasant encounter with the IRS. It began as soon as we started applying for our nonprofit status in 2010 and continued well into all the way to 2014, I think, actually. We applied for our nonprofit status, and the IRS targeted groups with Tea Party and Patriots in their name. They asked all sorts of questions well beyond what an audit would do, questions about the contents of speeches and back-end access to our website and names of all of our donors, even donors they were not legally entitled to have. And eventually it was revealed that they were targeting our group as well as over 100 other groups around the country. And then it took another year from the time it was revealed that they actually were targeting us for us to receive our nonprofit status. And we received the nonprofit status by phone call to our attorneys the day before I testified before Congress. They just played all sorts of games. This new bill with 87, or new law now, I suppose I should say, with 87,000 new IRS agents, is Congressman Kevin Brady, the ranking minority member of the Ways and Means Committee, says that he estimates there'll be 1.2 million more audits in America every year. And these audits will happen to people who are middle-class Americans. And they'll go through very much similar things to what Tea Party Patriots went through. Ours was beyond a normal audit, but audits are very time-consuming. They're very stressful. They cost money because usually you wind up hiring an accountant to handle the audit. And it is not a fun process for anyone, especially if the goal of a bill seems to be to actually just increase more audits rather than to do what the Democrats claim, which is to provide better service.
Jenny Beth, isn't this just another illustration of the desire of the deep state and Joe Biden and the Democrats to centralize power and to control average Americans?
Yes, I think that you're exactly right about that. And the IRS exerts so much power and control. You know that when they ask you a question, you are going to respond, because if you don't, they can garnish wages, they can levy bank accounts, they can seize property, put liens on property. So you respond and you do what they want you to do. And I think that you're exactly right. It's just another example of how this administration and the radical leftists want a centralized power to control people around the country. And that will happen, especially as they have access to more and more banking information of people and just watching everything that we do.
Is that access to banking information that you talk about, is that an element of this bill, or is this something, or this now law, or is this something that the IRS has just been adding to their capabilities bit by bit over time?
Well, as they audit you, the IRS can go in and seize money out of your bank account. So that part isn't new. They've always been able to do that. I suppose levy may be the better term there, but they've always been able to go through and pull money from bank accounts if they feel like you owe them money and they're not getting their money. But with the audits, they're going to look at every single transaction that you have, not just what you're supposed to file and report to them, whether it's your income or your deductions, but they want to know how every single dollar was spent, not just how much money you made, but how you spent all of your money. And I think that is what I was talking about more specifically. I do know, Michael, and you'll have to forgive me because I don't remember the exact detail on this, of helping my kids get moved back into college for their sophomore year this week, so I haven't stayed completely up to date on everything. But I do know they're now going to will be reporting transactions like Venmo transactions or other online transactions, I believe, if they total over $500. And it's possible that you may receive more money than that or give more money than that in Zelle or Venmo type transactions, just as reimbursements to people from time to time.
Our Crom Carmichael is in studio. He has a question for you, Jenny Beth.
Yeah, Jenny Beth, I think the point that you're making, we need to make sure. I want to make sure that I understand it. You're saying if it totals more than $500, not if each individual transaction is $500. Is that correct?
That's what I believe, but again, I may be wrong, so I just understand that is what I think I read, but I could be wrong on that. I'll have to go follow up. The bigger point is they want more access to more information, and they want that information because they want to control us. And that is not how a free people is supposed to live. We're not supposed to earn our freedom after they've looked at all of our transactions and decide whether we're allowed to spend our money or not. We are free. The government's supposed to exist to protect our freedoms.
It seems to me that if they have access to that level of detail, that seems to me, just off the top of my head, to be a violation of the Fourth Amendment, where you have your privacy on your papers and your all these different things. And I would imagine that somebody along the way will sue on the question of whether or not the government having access to that level of detail is in violation of the Fourth Amendment. And I certainly hope somebody does take that to court, because that needs to be looked at. Because I agree with you that's not a, I mean, when you consider that these are just government people who get to look into everything that you're doing in your life, that's not a free society.
No, it's not. And I think that they may come back and argue, well, we're just auditing, we're doing what we've always done. But an increase of 1.2 million more audits a year seems like a lot of audits to me. And that's going to be more than 1.2 million individuals, because many people file jointly or married. So that is probably getting very close to 1.5 to 2 million people who are affected by it.
1 minute.
And so it's overbearing. And the entire bill that just was signed into law, it increases spending, it increases taxes, it will increase inflation, and we have this increase of the IRS army, that's what I'm calling it, the IRS army. It's a quadruple whammy, and it's not going to do what the title of the bill claims, and that is to reduce inflation. I mean, basically, if you read a title of the bill, a bill in Washington, D.C., you can assume it does the exact opposite, and you're probably right. But this is the more spending and increasing taxes in the middle of an inflationary, recessionary period makes no sense at all. It's the exact opposite of what needs to happen. We need to be cutting spending and cutting taxes. Cutting taxes will grow the economy, and cutting spending will help reduce the national debt, or at least get us closer to having no deficit in our spending. So this is just the exact opposite of what we need to be doing.
The real name of this bill, actually, if you look under the the phony name is called, it's really the Taxpayer Intimidation Act of 2022.
That's right.
Jenny
Beth
Martin,
exactly right.
The honorary chairman of Tea Party Patriots Action and my good friend for many years. Jenny Beth, thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
All right. When we come back, Crom, we're going to turn the page to sports.
All right.
Dr. K's Game Day Picks, brought to you by Action 24/7, a sports book by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Back after this.